Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Diane Gallagher and Millie Youngquist about Washington's 175th celebration. This is part two of a three-part interview.
Well, the next day, Wednesday, the 4th of June, is Arts and Crafts, and most of these activities are going to be centered around Central Park, and we're going to start the day with two activities. One is called Sketch the Square, and this is being sponsored by the Southeast Iowa Artist Studio Tour. It's a group of professional artists in the Washington area, and they're going to be guiding people, and anyone can participate in this, and we hope to have lots of different people of all ages. The supplies will be provided and instruction, and we'll be actually sketching the square, and you'll get to sign your name if you helped with this, and these will be put up in various locations around town. There's also going to be a sidewalk chalk contest, and we'd like to encourage groups to maybe think about registering and getting their group together. There will be a $5 group fee. We will supply all of the chalk, and you can just come and sketch your design on an area of the square that would be blocked off for this. There's going to be quilt block making at the United Methodist Church, an open community picnic, and an open mic at Central Park. So there'll be also some vendors there, but you can bring your own picnic lunch. At 1 o'clock, the library is going to have a poetry circle where people come and read their favorite poem and listen to what others are reading. And then from 4 to 7, there's going to be a hands-on kids arts fest in the Purdock parking lot. That's one block west of the square, with all kinds of fun activities for kids, making percussion instruments, doing painting with balloons, and live music. At 7 o'clock, the group Sticks and Strings, which is a knitting and crocheting group kind of sponsored by the library, is going to have a knit-in at Central Park, and there's going to be some live music provided by the troubadour, Gary McCurdy.
Thursday is Agricultural Day. This will take place in two different locations, some activities at the fairgrounds, and the other activities will be on the square. From 9 to 3 p.m. is Farm Safety Day, and that will be held at the fairgrounds, and that's for kids kindergarten through third grade. There will also be, from 3 to 5 p.m., Little Hands on the Farm, and that will be held in the round barn at the fairgrounds. Other activities for kids will be on the Washington Square, and that will start at 4 p.m., and it's a kids' pedal tractor pull. Now, there will be a parade from 4 to 6 p.m. That'll be 175 tractor parade, which begins at the fairgrounds, goes past Halcyon House and the UP home to the square. At 5 p.m., we're going to have the commodity groups. They will be having a food booth. There will be beef, pork, and the turkey producers cooking right on the square. At 5 p.m., the farmers market will be taking place in Central Park. At 6 p.m., there's going to be 175 tree giveaways, and I've heard that it's going to be seedlings, and that is sponsored by the Washington Tree Committee, and that's kind of on a first-come, first-served basis. We'll have square dancing at 6:30 p.m. on the Central Park Bandstand, and then the evening will close at 8 p.m. with the Washington Municipal Band Concert in Central Park.
And on Friday, June 6th, this is going to be Health and Fitness Day. The activities of this day start in Sunset Park, where there's going to be family fun games starting at 10 o'clock and going to about 1 o'clock, a bounce house, three-legged races, you know, all kinds of games and activities. And there's going to be a family picnic there, so bring your lunch and take advantage of the picnic tables and the shelters there in our beautiful Sunset Park. And there'll be a free swim at the Steele Family Aquatic Center that afternoon. At 5:30, as part of their regular schedule, the Demon Varsity High School baseball team will play Keokuk, and they will be dressed in 1970 replica uniforms to commemorate the first school team, and that was the year that they first had baseball. And this will be in the Dick Sacco Memorial Field, which is just south of the new high school. At 8:15 at the fairgrounds, the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra will present a free concert, and this will be directed by Washington native Bob McConnell and feature many of the people who are from the area that play in the symphony. This will be followed by a fireworks display at 9:30, provided by the City of Washington. Both those events are free and open to the public.
Saturday is Ridiculous Day, and again, that is organized by the Washington Chamber of Commerce. It'll start at 8 a.m. The retail stores open downtown with ridiculous deals. There'll be a breakfast in Central Park. And then out at the Kiwash Trail, there is going to be a half marathon. And if you're interested in that, you register at the Washington Y. There's a $40 fee, that's for advance registration, or $50 on race day. From about 8:30 to about 10 o'clock, there are lots of contests and games for kids, like the superhero contest, princess contests, and many more. At 10 a.m., the Washington Optimist Club will have a bike auction in Central Park. And, of course, at 11 a.m., the food court opens on Marion Avenue. There will also be, like, minute-to-win-it games in the afternoon, bike decorating. At 1 p.m., the parade lines up on the Washington Boulevard. And then at 2 p.m., it actually starts. And there is a float entry fee of $10 for businesses that want their float judged.
Businesses or any organization or anybody that okay. wants to have their float judged.
Right.
Otherwise, it's free if you just want to be in the parade.
Right. And there is a form on the chamber website for that.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Diane Gallagher and Millie Youngquist about Washington's 175th celebration. This is part two of a three-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.